Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Off the ball, GAA.
I feel we're in such a special place right now in Gaelic football. We're giving it a go. We're trying things out. There's an energy and everyone seems to love it, lad.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Seba going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line, try for Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78, a Munster podcast for Munster fans on Off the Ball. My name is Rory O'Hagan. I'm joined by Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to talk all things Munster, of course. Big, big news. They finally appointed a new permanent head coach, Clayton McMillan, the man coming in to succeed Graham Rowntree on a permanent basis. We're going to talk all about him and the impact he's likely to have on Munster. And of course, a big game for Munster tomorrow night in the URC. As they take on Edinburgh at Virgin Media Park. We'll talk all that as well on a very special episode of the Red 78. First off, Fiona, Quinny, how are you guys?
Very good, Rory. Very good weekend. I actually met Quinny in the airport on the way back from Cardiff.
Nice.
All the Munster fans flocking him around him. He was signing autographs left, right and centre.
Kissing babies,
trying to buy his M&Ms in the duty free. They won't leave him alone.
She was a bit shook, Rory. She had a good amount of cider, I'd say.
I was working. How dare you?
I'm only joking. Creating this awful perception about Fiona. We were coming back Saturday night from Cardiff. A nervy enough weekend. The under-20s had the demo Friday night. They lost, unfortunately, but the senior team got there in the end. And Liverpool are flying it, so all is good at the moment.
Let's get past that last part there, lads. Yeah, we'll just ignore that last comment entirely. A couple of comments reaching us there, Fiona.
Yeah, good. Thanks again for everyone for writing in. So Niamh, a lot of them are about the new signing as well, this coach. Niamh Barron-Marks has great news on the signing. Awful news, Shane Daly. Big loss to Munster. Another win needed Friday. Roll on La Rochelle in a few weeks. So everyone's getting ready for this one. Trevor had McMillan plainly liked what he saw when the All Blacks played over here. Be nice to acquire, in quotes, a couple of grumpy ex-All Blacks or lads who are carrying grudges who can get around the ring fence. Love that we're getting a proven winner who can build on top of the structures in place. And Stephen has absolute disaster about Shane Daly. He had been playing so well. Speedy recovery to Shane Daly there.
Yeah, we'll talk about Shane a little bit as well. But yeah, just massively unfortunate from him. But we have to talk about the big news this week, breaking last night. Clayton McMillan signing a 3-year deal to become Munster's new head coach. He'll take up the role in July following the completion of the 2025 Super Rugby season. He had some very nice things to say about Munster in his press release. He says, "I'm humbled to be given the opportunity to lead Munster, an iconic club steeped in history. Leading the All Blacks 15 against Munster last year gave me an insight into the immense pride and passion of the club's players, staff and wider rugby community. It was an incredible atmosphere and left a lasting impression." It obviously did leave a lasting impression. Fiona Hayes, he is now the new Munster head coach. What was your reaction when you heard the news last night?
Yeah, I was shocked. I think it came out of nowhere. I'm obviously a huge fan of Super Rugby. I'd be watching it. And for them, they're, two games into a season. So for it to be announced in the middle of their season as well, at the start of the season, I thought it was quite shocking as well. But obviously, they've come out on Twitter, the Chiefs, and said they're absolutely delighted for him and are wishing him the best. He'll be there till the end of the season. But look, I think, wow, I've followed Super Rugby. I've seen the Chiefs. We were chatting about it a bit there, Rory, beforehand. I'm unfortunately a Highlanders fan who haven't been doing so well, but the Chiefs, three finals in the last 4 years. Even looking at their squad, we know the quality McKenzie has, Toupé. They've some great players, but it's grassroots players every year when you're watching them. These guys are coming up through the academies, getting their spot. They're not inundated with All Blacks, you know, and they have the ability to have a really good set piece game, really good in the contact area, and just absolutely electric out wide. Even this season in particular, moving McKenzie to full back, I was wondering would that change things up? But they had a huge win against the Crusaders on the first day. So look, they're exciting to watch. I'm hoping he can bring that excitement to Munster Rugby. And I know everyone's saying it, but everybody's thinking now, yes, there's a connection there. Will we see a couple of guys? I was over in London and it was like Doug Howlett's. There was a dinner there and just seeing the love he has for Munster, an All Black coming over playing. He spoke about it. So it's great that it's opening these doors as well. But look, bit disappointed as well for Prendy. I mean, he's in the fold. Munster Rugby, we've talked so much about how the attack has evolved. He's a coach that's been at grassroots. And I'm just really big on local coaches being able to work their way up to the top and being given a chance. And sometimes in Ireland, I don't see enough of it. I'll be honest with you, even letting Noel Mack over to Bordeaux, there's just such talent there. So for him, I'm disappointed for him. But he's moving up to that senior coach role. And look, Quinn will probably talk more about it as well. He's someone obviously is young and might learn a lot here as well off Clayton McMillan. So hopefully we can see a nice balance between the two of them, but certainly disappointed for him, but excited on the other side of things because what a coach who's brought out the best in the Chiefs and even the All Blacks when they came over to Munster. Lovely playing style.
Alan Quillen, what was your reaction when you heard?
Caught me on off guard. I think nobody really it was a well kept secret, this situation. But look, I knew in the last few weeks that there was a couple of interviews that had gone on and that it was going to progress on a little bit. So I think I'll be honest, I didn't know a lot about him. I've obviously heard him. I was on that tour a couple of years ago when he was coaching the New Zealand A team, the Maoris against the Ireland A team on that tour. So I've heard of him, but I didn't see this one coming. I thought if somebody was coming in, it was going to be a recognised international coach. If they were going to go down that road and not give it to Mike Prendergast, that would be a really. I think he's obviously very experienced. He's been coaching a long time, and he's had the Chiefs the last, I said, three Super Rugby finals. He's got to. He's coached the Maoris, New Zealand under 20s, Bay of Plenty, been in Japan as a head coach as well. He's been a head coach for a fair period of time. There's no doubt about that. And he's a lot of experience. He must have impressed as well in his presentation and the type of game. And also, I think in any situation like this, there would have been due diligence done as to what kind of a person he is and what kind of the way he treats and deals with people. And from what I gather, in speaking to a few people who know him well, or know of him well, from New Zealand, I've been trying to do a bit of research since I heard yesterday. He's highly thought of, and I think he's very strong as regards discipline and bringing an edge to his teams, and also seems to be a good man manager. So, as regards of what I've heard, he ticks all the boxes in that sense. The challenge for him now will be him integrating himself into a new environment, new country, new players that he won't know that well at all. He'll have to rely on the other coaches and trust them. So his approach with the other coaches, obviously first and foremost, and their planning and detail is very, very important. And then, over a period of time, he'll have to get to know the players. And in some sense, the players, new coach coming in always brings a little bit of extra enthusiasm out of the individuals because they want to impress. And you just don't know a guy and his ways and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, hopefully it brings an edge to Munster and gives them a lift. But from what I'm hearing, you know, he's a very good coach, and he's someone that is highly thought of in New Zealand.
What can we expect playing?
This is the call of the Crave. The sound that tells you it's time to go to White Castle. And it can happen anytime. Like your son's first bike ride.
Dad, look, I'm doing it.
I got you, buddy. Keep going.
Dad? Dad? Dad!
Follow your Crave to White Castle and get 10 cheese sliders for just $7.99. With your choice of American, cheddar, or jalapeno cheese. White Castle. Follow your Crave. Limited time only at participating castles. Tax not included.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
King style wise, Fiona, from the new man, I mean, like, how does the Chiefs compare to Munster style of play? And do you expect them to make too many changes or any changes to, I suppose, Munster style of play?
See, I don't know. And I was saying it to Quinny as well when before we started, you know, I would expect him to come in and imprint his own attacking style on it. But as Quinny said, you've got to integrate these coaches, and Prendy has changed up the style of how Munster have been playing. It's been absolutely brilliant. When we've had the personnel there and available, we've seen some real attacking moments of brilliance, and we've seen variety in how they attack as well. But it's interesting, even listening to Brad Weber talk about it. I think he was a co-captain with him at one stage, and then he went on to be coached by him, and he said he's one of the best coaches he's had. But being a nine, you know, he saw the difference as well that he brought in that contact area. When he spoke about the edge, how he wants teams to overpower, how they run, how they attack, all that. He's big on, I suppose, a big forwards game, getting that platform from the backs. And that's what you see in New Zealand with his teams. Set piece is really good for the Chiefs. And they constantly get over the gain line. Not big, huge ball carriers, just how they approach it and the speed of how they get over that gain line with their footwork. So I think we'll see a slight change in the forward style of play. And yes, we know, like, he's been blessed with the likes of Damien McKenzie, real X-factor players as well for the Chiefs. But certainly he will be looking at creating that space, because if you look at that Super 15 rugby, that's what it's all about. Leamy's there to look after the defence, and he's been doing a great job as well. So I think maybe integrating some of his own styles around what he wants, a strike plays off set piece, we'll see that. Whether he changes the overall shape, probably not if he's coming in that first year. As Quinny said, you gotta bring the coaches that have been there and take their word on board. But look, it's not going to work. Munster aren't going to turn into the Chiefs overnight and just be playing attack rugby. But certainly I'm excited to see what he brings to the forwards. We know Alex Codlin came in, worked with the line out. Kiriaki was there a little bit before that. So that breakdown area, even being involved in Munster as a coach, it's you're kind of working on the same stuff. All the teams, they get them to work on the same areas, you know, the same language. It'll be interesting to see what he brings, that little bit of edge, that little bit of difference from the other hemisphere over here. So I think we'll see a change in certain aspects, but not a big drastic change with the personnel that's there as well.
I suppose Quinny, when he comes in as well, he's got, I suppose, a job, I suppose, to win over, I suppose, the coaching core that are there. He's going to be relying an awful lot on them. As you said, Mike Prendergast, Ian Costello, forming part of the high performance structure at the club. So he's going to be relying massively on those two lads in particular.
I think the challenge for Clayton McMillan now is to I suppose start building those relationships, and I'm sure he's not just going to arrive here in July and meet the coaches for the first time. Maybe he's met them already. I don't know. Possibly not, because but I think it would be probably beneficial if they have some conversations between now and then. I know Munster have to focus solely on what they're trying to do, and they've big couple of months coming up with URC and with the Champions Cup game in La Rochelle as well. So I suspect at some stage there'll be conversations over Zoom or whatever. But yeah, that's the challenge for him. I think Rassi Erasmus came in 2016, didn't he, with Axel, and everyone's kind of waiting to see how that would work out, whether there'd be an undermining situation there with Rassi coming in. But it had the opposite effect, I think. It had a really positive effect on the group, and Rassi was very mindful and cautious in his approach at the start, in a sense of not trying to tread on the other coaches and particularly on Axel's feet, if you like. And that was handled very well by him. I think after a couple of weeks, I think they were trying to get Rassi to come out and actually take part in training. He stayed well behind the scenes and was overlooking a lot of stuff and trying to analyse where the club was at the time. And I think he was very respectful in his approach. I'm not telling Clayton McMillan what to do here, certainly not. But I think it's probably, for me, it's the key area is you have somebody who's now your senior coach in Mike Prendergast who wanted the job. There'll be obvious disappointment there. And how that whole situation is handled. Because, you know, in other sports, if head coaches, well, we see it, an example of it in Premier football all the time in the Premiership. If a head coach goes, you know, most of his staff go with him, and new coach comes in and he brings in his own staff, you know, which is understandable. That doesn't happen in rugby. The finances aren't there to kind of pay people off and bring in a cohort of new coaches right across the board. So they have to work together, basically. And that'll be the intrigue as to how that falls into place. And you know, from what I can gather, and as Fiona mentioned, Brad Weber there spoke about the type of person he is, and other people I contacted in New Zealand, they speak highly of him. So that's probably the challenge now is to... number one, I think the first person you got to try and get on your side, because he needs the coaches to back him. He needs Dennis Leamy, Mossy Lawler, Mike Prendergast, George Murray. We don't know what's going to happen with Alex Codling. Will a forwards coach come in? Maybe he'll bring someone himself. How that whole dynamic works. And then it's a case of them working together as a team and trying to coach the players and manage the whole playing group. So he's not young. And I think the word experience has come out a lot here in this process in the last few weeks. Will Munster go for someone experienced? Will, you know, the RFU are obviously heavy involved in this, David Humphreys as well. And it seems to be the case that they've gone for someone who has experience. But I don't think they'll be naive to go just take a punt on a guy because he's a New Zealander. I think there would have been due diligence done. Players who he coached and were involved in. Doug Howlett, you know, got the Richard Harris Award in London last week at the Munster Rugby Dinner. I'm sure the likes of Dougie would have been spoken to, Jason Holland, people who would have got the, you know, the opinion would have been garnered from those guys in New Zealand and what the perception is and how this guy is doing. So you don't just give the guy a job. And obviously he presented well the powers that be, the decision makers, he impressed them. So, it's in some ways, it's... a new voice into this group will be good, but you know, I still would have given the job to Mike Prendergast. I would have given him a crack at it. I think he's implemented a great attacking style in the group in the last couple of years. In 2023, they won the URC, and I think it wasn't solely down to the attack game, but the attack game was a vital part of that. You had Calvin Nash and Shane Daly who didn't really see the ball under the previous regime, and they became two top quality vital players to the group, and the attack was dramatically improved. So the point here is, in very simple terms, Clayton McMillan has to come in and try and get Mike Prendergast, Leamy, Lawler, all these guys with him. They have a choice to make. They've got to be professional. They either stick in the job or don't. But the cohesiveness and get everybody on board. And, you know, if it was me, and I'm not telling Clayton McMillan what to do, I try and give these boys, the coaches that are there, give them the openness and the opportunity to coach as they were, and add a little bit as you go along, and gain their trust as well. Obviously, he's going to be the head coach, and he's going to be the boss. So you know, he's got to make all those decisions, but he's got to trust the other coaches as well. Mm. So I hope that happens, and I am disappointed for Pendy because, you know, he's very ambitious, and so yeah, hopefully it all falls into place. Now, I think one of the messages there that Fiona read out was hopefully he brings some players with him. That's wishful thinking, because, you know, we can't. You're only allowed 3 overseas players, so it's that's not going to happen. I think there may be, you know, I don't know, is there going to be a kind of a marquee signing or if there's something like that? But people have got to get behind this. The decision is made now, and I'm sure he's a very good coach, and that's what I'm hearing, that he's a very good coach. But let's hope that they get their... they get that togetherness as coaches, and they're impressed. And look, at the end of the day, they're employed by the RFU, you know, David Humphreys would have been heavily involved in this as well. So they've gone for an experienced man, and it's disappointing for Prendy. But I think he's a very good coach, and that's what I'm hearing right across the board.
Well, that is it for part one of this week's episode of The Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we look ahead to the Edinburgh game, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.